Parshat Nosoi always comes out before Shavuos. And even though Chazal already discussed that the Klolis and the Chukais are supposed to be before Atzeres, before the Rosh Hashanah, Bamidbar, Nosoi usually afterwards. Bamidbar Nosoi, this week, this year, it's Nosoi is right before him. Actually, but Nosoi has to do with a lot with Shavuos. L'chora, Nosoi, the Indian of Nosoi, is even though it's written with a sin, but it says by the Torah, B'vor le'Nosoi, says Chemor le'Kim, by Shavuos, that it's the Indian of the Kabbalat HaTorah is le'Nosoi, is Lashon of Haroma, which is Lashon of also Nesius, Nesoi Yisroish. It says, what be'etzem is, that is Shavuos, that is the Torah. There is lenasis eschem. Lenasis lahorim al neis, Rashi says, is the lashon of to raise up. And that's betim what the Kabbalah Torah, that's what the Torah does. Shalas, what happened on Shavuos? What happened on Shavuos? The Ramchal already discussed this in a few places. Sefer Yikuach, there's a gemara Sefer Yikuach and Das Tunis, and Derech Hashem. But he says el chora Torah. Klal Yisrael had beforehand, the obvious ready Mekayim the Torah beforehand. The Tzivuyim ought to be Mitzvah, they got, Klal Yisrael got some of the Mitzvahs ready beforehand. They got Paro, Shabbos, Dinim, and tomorrow they already got half of the Torah they didn't get till afterwards. Half of the Torah didn't happen. The Tzivuyim of different Karbonis and Menachis and other things, but they only became Mitzvah afterwards. Chalo, Sepharnik actually discussed this common problem in the Torah. That after certain things happened, after Miraglim, after different Averis, after the Chata Egel, Klal Yisrael got more mitzvahs. Because they went down a dargah, so Kadosh Baruch had to give them other mitzvahs. They should get up, go up a dargah. So not all the mitzvahs were given by L'chero, not all the mitzvahs were given by Arsina, even though we know that they got the Saras Adibris, and the Saras Adibris, like the Rishonim ready to speak out, is a tamsis of all the Tariga mitzvahs. So there was Rimazim. But the Torah b'chalalusoi, as we have it now, was not given to them on Shavuos. What happened on Zayin Sivan? Zayin Sivan. When we got the Torah, it seems that there's two things that happened. There's Matan Torah and there's Kabbalah Torah. Actually, in the Torah, all it says refers to Shavuos as Atzeres. Doesn't refer to not as Matan Torah, not as Yom Kabbalah Satorah. Matan Torah, that's what we say, is Ma Matan Torah Yisenu, in davening, is Ma Matan Torah Yisenu. Kabbalah Satorah, Yom Tekablu Satorah, Mutivim La, Vyapsara, Oilu Latorah, Vavoyu. There's an Indian of Matan Torah, there's an Indian of Kabbalah Satorah. Matan Torah, Mitzad, Rebbeinu Shel Oilam, and there's the Kabbalah Satorah, Mitzad, Klal Yisrael. But there was one, had a Milo without the other one. Ilu Kavanu, Lifnei Arsina, Vilei Nosalana Satorah, Dayenu. There was an Indian of a Milo just to be Nikrav Lifnei Arsina, even without being Mekabbalah Satorah. His galus, the revelation that was by Har Sinai, that was a chashivas farzich by itself, even without the Kabbalah Satorah Mitzad Klal Yisrael. The maimid of Har Sinai, of Matan Torah, of what preceded really the Nesina Satorah, that was something which was a maila in and of itself. The Ramchal in the Sefer Vikuach, in the Zagdam of Sefer Vikuach, Kokis Ramchal is a Sefer Vikuach, where he discusses learning Teres HaEmes, Teres HaKabbalah, and there in his Hakdama he says what happened by Maimon Har Sinai. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kura Kol HaKim, Ato Hareis Ladas Kishem HaKim Einen Bovadim, that Klal Yisrael were able to see that there is nothing else except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was clear to them, they were able to see, that's L'chora the way that the Maharal learns in Kof Aleim HaKigigus. The Kof Aleim HaKigigus, that they had such a acute clarity that there is no more room for Bechira. They saw that everything that they do, they saw that there is only the Ribbono Shel Olam, and anything that happens in the Welt is only because the Ribbono Shel Olam so wants, and he wants it to be Mekabel HaTorah. There was such clarity that there was no way that they could not. They were forced intellectually to be able to be Mekabel HaTorah. Moreover, everybody became Nevi'im. It says that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal Yisrael is going to believe in your nevuah. Why? Because they're going to hear me speaking to you. Like the Ramban writes Al Torah, he says that Klal Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael heard the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. We also heard the first of the Dibris. But we heard the Ribbono Shel Olam. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Klal Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to... That was something that was a milo in and of itself, that there was such clarity that Ribbono Shel Olam is the Bari Kol Olamos, and that we have to be Mekabel HaTorah. Mitzad Sheni, there was the Kabbalah HaTorah of Klal Yisrael. Kabbalah HaTorah of Klal Yisrael is that we're Mekabel to be. Nasa V'Nishma means that we'll do whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, whether we know, even before we knew what he wanted. We're willing to accept upon ourselves that Tafkid that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world for, right? Klal Yisrael's Mekabel HaTorah, Yom HaShishi, right? Yom Vav Sivan, that Klal Yisrael was Mekabel HaTorah. And if Klal Yisrael is going to Mekabel HaTorah, Motiv Lav, Yasser Elam HaTorah Vo. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that there should be Gilui Achdus Yisbarach, but there should be a person like Lechatchila was Adam Rishon, and then after that, as the Ramchal and Derech Hashem is Masbir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 2,000 years looked for somebody to take over the tafkid of Adam Rishon, to create a nation that will be the Am HaNivchar. He found that after 2,000 years in Avraham Avinu, and his offspring became, when they were Mekabel HaTorah by Har Sinai, they became the Am HaNivchar. They became the Maisa, they became the ones that are now going to be Mekayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tzivui, of being mashlim the bria, mashlim themselves, mashlim the bria, ayidei the Torah. And that the Ramchal says in Das Tzvi, says that's really what happened mitzad Klal Yisrael with their Kabbalah the Torah in by Har Sinai. When they were makabel the Torah, they became a mitzvah v'aisa. When they got the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah, they became mitzvah v'aisa. And once they became a mitzvah v'aisa, that means that now everything that they do is going to affect the world. They became the Ba'alim Kilu, they got the keys to the world, so to speak. They became Shutfim to a certain extent with Ribbono Shel Olam in the Welt, that with all their Ma'isim are now going to affect the Welt. But that was only became when they became a Mitzvah V'Oisa. Once they're Mitzvah, somebody is not Mitzvah V'Oisa, Godel Mitzvah V'Oisa, Yisrit, any Mitzvah V'Oisa, like we just saw by Zimun, that a Mitzvah V'Oisa, somebody that's given a Tafkid, so then he's the one in charge, and he's the one that's going to call the shots. Somebody else that does it doesn't have any effect, really. But somebody that's in charge, somebody that's given the job, then his ma'isim are ma'isim that affect the entire world. The Mela, that's once Klal Yisrael became the Mitzvah V'Oisa, now our ma'isim affect the world. The Nefesh HaChaim says at the beginning, he says that which Titus did in the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim doesn't compare to a Machshava Le'Tov Aviyir, because who's Titus around already? What does he have to do? What is he? He doesn't make any impression in the Olamos the same way that Yid does. Yid is Mitzvah V'Oisa. But it's even more than that. It was by Matan Torah, they were given the Kalim, Klal Yisrael were given the Kalim, and they became a whole different type of person. When they became Am HaNivchar, they became a whole different sug of a human being. The way that the Kuzri says that there's five different sugim: there's Doimim, Tzomeh, Chayim, Medaber, and Yisrael. Yisrael is not like a guy just a little bit higher. Yisrael is a whole different sug. I heard somebody said that I don't remember who he said it from. He said that which the Klal Yisrael died by when they heard the Ribbono Shel Olam, that wasn't just like a fluke. That whoops, they weren't able to halzachayim. No, it was kidei that they should be able to be nivra again. They should be able to be born again as in a higher darga. They should be able to accept the Torah v'sadav zayin. That they had to be nifter. They had to be nifter to start again. And it was on purpose. That was the way to bring them to the paskas u'masam. That Tunis is Masber. He says that Klal Yisrael got the choilis by matan Torah to become the Am HaNivchar. And remember, every mitzvah that a Yid does has the ability to bring Shefa, has the ability to connect him to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's really what happened by Matan Torah. That's the each mitzvah in and of itself, the way that the Zohar refers to mitzvahs is 613 Eitzos. There's Eitzos of being Miskarv to Ribbono Shel Olam. The biggest Eitzos of Miskarv to Ribbono Shel Olam, which the Derech Hashem says, is through the Limud HaTorah, because the Baruch Hu made it, that this is the button that when you press it, it gets to the biggest, it brings the biggest results. brings results of kira to Ribbono Shel Olam, brings results of affecting the world. And he continues, he says, obviously like a person's lave, the person's however much a person's mashkiya in the limud haTorah, however much he understands, he says, just saying words of Torah, that in of itself is also mashpia. He says, but in Echanami, as much as you're able to do, the more a person is mamik, the more the person understands, the more a person verstehes what he's saying, it has a bigger kayach. But there's nothing that doesn't affect that. I once heard a story that Shach gave a shir klali in Panovich. And afterwards, he was mamish wiped out. So much so that they had to take him, I think, took him to the hospital, took him to the doctor. But he mamish, he couldn't, he's in the car. Somebody hears him mumbling. So he puts his ear next to him. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, hey, boss. Kids, what are you doing? What's the yeshiva doing? He says, what should I do? He says, I don't have a kayach for anything else. This is all that I have kayach for. 10 minutes ago, he's giving a shir klali in the Gusti Yeshiva, and now he's saying, Aleph Beis, what's the end? That's what I have kayach for. Any, even the oisius can hear, even the oisius of the Torah have a kayach. But there's nothing, there's no chelak of the Torah which doesn't bring some sort of shefa. And it's, Limud HaTorah is the Gresta Shefa. It's Gresta Shefa and the Gresta Kirvo is Shayach HaYidei Limud HaTorah, and it's what's Mashpia the most on the world. And I think maybe that's why somebody asked me this week a very interesting question. He says that he's involved a little bit with Kirv organizations, and he sees that there's a tremendous amount of money poured into it from all different areas, all different millions and millions and millions of dollars. So if just a fraction of that would go to some of the yeshivas, the yeshiva world would be much better off. What's the pshat? What's the pshat that that means even though it's given for Yiddishkeit, we're saying even though the money is Yiddishkeit, is going for Yidden, but somehow it doesn't get filtered down to the Torah. It doesn't get filtered. There are, there's Baruch Hashem, there's people that were, you know, people in the Netzchayev, I heard about somebody in the Netzchayev to raise $50 million a year for Lakewood to up the check. Tremendous. Not that there's no money. However, comparatively, the amount that's being mashkia, people are mashkia, what's the pshat? So I think that one of the reasons is because a person needs a schus for it to be machzik Torah. You need a schus to be machzik Torah. The same way that Torah is the maftechas to the bria, the schus of achzokas of Torah, where we split the star, is also a person needs a schus. A person needs such a schus. The church of a rebbe was by the Hanocha Seven Apino of the Yeshiva's Chachman Lublin. And he was standing next to the Gvir who donated the building, Chachman Lublin. So he turns to him and he says, I'm not jealous of you that you're donating the building. You have the money. You have the Yechirdus. Terrific. However, what I am jealous is, what mitzvah did you do beforehand that beschus that mitzvah you had the schus of donating the building of Yeshiva? What was that mitzvah that you did before? And where was that? How did you get that schus to... The shal is what's l'maisa? What's l'maisa for us for Kabbalah Satera? That's what happened then. We became a Tzur Horisa, and we know that Ramchal says that every year there's a bechino of that. What's l'maisa for us? So, just in the Koyach Satera, just beforehand, it's really, I think, in light of this past year, Chaim Kanievsky being Nifter, maybe one Nekuda of Kabbalah Satera that comes out clearly from Reb Chaim, I think, is the Nitzel Hazman. That if we had to, there's tremendous, I don't know if there's one thing that we could be point at as being the Ma'il of Reb Chaim, Sarator, that he had a complete Shlito. But his Nitzel Hazman, that his man was used down to the last minute. What was the story that they said by the Levi? What does his son say by Levi? After knowing his father for 60 some odd years, what's the story that he says? That when he's waiting for his wife to get ready for lunch, so there's an extra minute, so he learned the sefer. So that was Reb Chaim. That every second, somebody told me that he was there with his father. It was actually Pesach time. Pesach, he always started again. Erev Pesach is when he made a siyum. That's when he started again. Bavli Yerushalmi. Now, the way that Reb Chaim used to learn, he used to learn Bavli together with Yerushalmi, and that means that the Masechta always had to be together. Now, to get in Bavli, it goes straight from Brachas to Shabbos. However, in Yerushalmi, is the whole Zeroyim has Yerushalmi. So, to be able to start Shabbos in Yerushalmi, you would have to learn sometimes up to 60 blad a day to be able to get up to start on time. He didn't have too much time. He had, 10 days to be able to get to Shabbos in Bavli. And he had the whole Zeroyim of Yerushalmi to get to. So, Mamish, every minute was, since he was there, I think it was Cholomayd Pesach, he was there with his father, they went for bracha. He said, in between his father and himself, Reb Chaim was already down, he was standing behind his father, both for bracha. Is that, and Reb Chaim, you didn't have like 45 minutes each person, it was, Abuah and whatever. Reb Chaim was already down, looking down at the sefer in between his father and his children. That's already a different diagram, because most people, in that 1 second, you would not be able to even get back into what you're doing. But he had the yichudas to say it. That was Nitzel Hazman. I just tell a story that tremendous thing gives, shows the Kriya Chater of Reb Chaim. With Yidua, that Reb Chaim used to give answers sometimes that were serious to each other. Somebody would ask him, Mashal, somebody asked him, can you name Adina? Can you name your daughter Adina? Can you give that as a name? Is over here? Huh? Can you name Adina? The Kitzur Reb Chaim says, Mapetom. Lovin's wife. Can't give such a name. Okay, so somebody else asked him, can you name Adina? So he says, yeah, what do you mean? Rachel and Leah's mother, for sure. what's going on over here? One time you say that it's Lovin's wife, one time you say it's Rachel and Adina. What? So he says, whatever they put into my mouth, that's what I answer. So one time somebody asked him, he says, can I do the same thing? Whatever comes to my mind, that's what I'm going to answer. People ask me questions. Also, whatever comes to my mind, that's what I'll answer. So Chaim told him as follows. He says, if all your machshavos are machshavos of Torah, then absolutely you could do that. You could do that, whatever comes into your mind, that's what you could say. Ula'olam lo titer. He says, and you never make a mistake. That's what he answered. That's the godless. The godless is, they asked him once, it says, B'mah harachta yomim. I heard this from his grandson. The Gemara goes through, B'mah harachta yomim with all the Tanoim Amoraim. So, a bunch of them said, "Lo yehardi, lo yelachti dalar amos loy tefillin, v'lo yiskabatim chaveri, v'lo yehardi mivoyzom tunofim." So, the kitzur of Chaim was speaking to somebody, and he said, "Which one is the hardest one?" "Stama, lo yelachti dalar amos loy tefillin." They shouldn't walk dalar amos at that. He says, "No, lo yehardi mivoyzom tunofim." That was the. I just saw this morning by a bachacher. He's talking about something that his story that he had to. Mamish ran out of the bathroom quickly. He says, I was an honest because that it shouldn't be Mahar in the return. So I was an honest and I shouldn't be Mahar in the return. Okay. We told over the story to Rav Steinman. So Rav Steinman said, which is the hardest one for us? So that for us, maybe for Rav Chaim, the hardest one is Shalei. But that's the tremendous Koyach HaTorah. Pshach Besim said this about the Chofetz Chaim. That he says that the Chofetz Chaim was asked so many questions of life and death. Chaim, the same thing. We were able to see by what the stories that they tell about the Chofetz Chaim is stories that we heard and we saw ourselves with Reb Chaim. Mamish. People, life and death questions. And people take a chrayas for an entire nation of Klal Yisrael with corona, with bombs, with Scud missiles. He's willing to give it a haftacha that there's not going to be any Scud missiles. That fall in who could do that? He says somebody that takes the achrayas, such an achrayas, to answer life and death questions. Pshach said, generally, such a person that does take such achrayas is either, he says he's one of two things. He's either a shaita or a ritzeach, one of the two. How could he do that? How could he do it? He says, but the Chavetz Chaim was talking about. Pshach was talking about the Chavetz Chaim. He says, but the Chofetz Chaim did it every single day. And he never messed up. He says, what's the pshat? He says, because that's the Koyach HaTorah. When you're coming from the Torah, and Asakal Barayis Abar Alma, then you know the workings of the world work through the Torah. And therefore, you'll never make a mistake. And that's exactly what Reb Chaim was saying. When you're working through the Torah, you're not going to make a mistake. Because this is how the world works. And this is how. And that's really what happened. The whole world became a shubit by Matan Torah to the Lame Day HaTorah, to the Torah, to the Lame Day HaTorah. Mamela, I think that this may be one nekuda is the nekuda of Nitzel Hazman. Now, starting nitla zman means using the time that you have. Dahainu, forget the time that you're home and you could read something, or you could open up a sefer, or you could shmooze or not. The first place to start is the easiest place. The time that's designated, you're ready away from home, you're ready holding my seder, you're ready. That's the place to start. And is the place to start that you're not going to be mevatel for a minute during seder? I don't know. Wherever a person is, but at least the nitzla zman, when it's the easiest for you to do it, that's when a person has to be mevatel zman. And there's the mevatel the time which isn't when it's not specifically designated. Fridays and Shabbos, there are times that are. They put up a sign that a person should be, that they're having a special mevta. Any bacha that learns 22 hours over the course of Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Get in Tagrila for 1,000 shekels or something. I don't remember exactly what it says over there. 270 different people are going to be Yeshivas Mir are doing it. I remember Vasher giving us a shmuz once. It was like a few, wasn't the entire shir. It was giving to, I don't know exactly what he was saying about. He made us turn off the recorders at the time. I think Reb Nosson Tzvi was still alive, but he was 22 years ago. So Reb Nosson Tzvi would learn 17 hours over the course of Shabbos. That's we have the Echidus, and we're hoping that we'll learn that amount of time over the course of 4 days, which is 2 days is Shavuot. That we're hopefully up the whole night, at least one day. And we're not talking about that, but at least there is so much time on Friday and Shabbos that to be menatzel of the time, to be menatzel of the years that a person has. How do we do it? How do we do it to be menatzel, at least what we could do? I think I've spoken to many people, and even people that I'd be surprised, I've heard from people that I'd be surprised that they don't feel that they use their time as wisely as they should. The question is, what can we do to use our time wisely? What is the... So I think one thing that we could do maybe is, there's a few things. The first thing is to daven. Daven for siyata d'shmaya, and daven for, usually when a person likes something, he has a gishmak in something, then he'll want to do it. The higher of Na'ashem Lekeinu, that's the first place to start. When a person has a gishmak in something, then he'll be interested in doing it. And then it's not a, the Ruach Chaim Veloshin talks about at the beginning of the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. He says when a person has Avas Atero, he gets to a certain point that he says, it's Chaval Pashit, he should really read it. It's Chaval Pashit to sleep and to eat, and he's shikar and terror that, and that's how it was by the Gdelem. But you have to get there first. You can't jump the rungs on the ladder. How do you get there? So one way is through Tefillah. And that's, Shavuos is a zman for the Arizal says, the zman of Kabbalah Satero, it's the Rosh Hashanah for Kabbalah Satero. The first thing to do is to daven. Daven for Siyata Shemaya, Shlesh Dimei Agbalo, on Shavuos, every single day. The second thing is, I think, and this is what we learned from Chaim, I think more specifically than anybody else, is that he was kiveya a matara for himself. To learn Shas over the course of a year. Shas, probably Yushalmi, Chulu. But when a person is kiveya something, a goal, he sets a goal for himself, then he's determined to be able to finish the goal. And the goal could be getting smicha. You should be able to have a clerk. It also gives the person gishmak afterwards to continue. Somebody just told me now, about a week ago, says he's learning a certain limud, and the entire kerala was faher, with the general faher afterwards. But it was one of those types of fahers that if you don't want to speak up, you don't have to speak up. He decided that he's going to have a real machayif. He went over to a certain rav. He knocked to his known as well, a big bucky in that area. He knocked on his door, and he says, I want you to faher me. This is somebody that doesn't give fahers. He says, I'll allow you to fahir. I'll give you a fahir if you don't tell anybody that I give you the fahir. That's what he told him. But he was mamish machayev. So what's the good afterwards, right? His wife knows. Anyhow, but he was machayev himself. He went over this person. He says, sif by sif. He fired him. He split it up into a few, whatchamacallit. It's a tremendous machayev to be able to have a klarkain, and tremendous. And now he's living it. And now he's living it, living the halachis. That's one thing. A person to write a sefer. There's somebody here, I think first seder, he came a year ago, he already wrote 2 or 3 svarim. Now, it's a big mechayev to have a klarkai. Do you have to write a sefer? Nowadays you can write a sefer on one topic. It's like very common. That's what everybody does. On any topic you can. Does it have to be that? To finish Shas Mishnayos. I know a Baal Bat that he decided his father was Nifter. He decided that he's learning Shisha Sidra Mishnah, Lilu Nishmas his father, in 1 year. I spoke to him after the year was over. He says, I have so much free time. Because he used every minute. He was determined. He wanted to do something big, Lilu Nishmas his father. He was determined to, a Baal Bat, and every minute that he had, he spent on it, every minute. A lot of the time that would have gone to waste, he spent on learning Mishnayos. And Rami was able to finish. He was able to finish in the course of a year. But it should be something which is Gishmak. First of all, when you have a Mechayev, I was once speaking to Rav Asher about something. So he told me, he says, the standard person only learns on the darg of the Mechayev that he has for the learning. In other words, if a person's a Rebbe for 7th grade, he's going to learn the Gemara. Very limited. Enough to get by for 7th grade. If he's learning for high school, so then it's going to be a higher daraga. Beis Medrash, Avreichim, Bechulu. Person, he says, there are unique people that could, but generally a person, Lamaisa, if he's going to have to wing it, so then he can only wing it as much as the daraga of that he's able to wing it. Mimela, he says, that's when a person gives himself a certain Mechayev, it's mechayev him to discern whether the mechayev is the external mechayev is the... I know a certain rabbi told me that he once wanted to be mechayev himself to learn Hilchos Shemitah. So he put up a sign in the Beis Medrash. He says that there's now, for the next 6 weeks, there's going to be shiurim on Hilchos Shemitah. He said he hadn't started learning the halachas yet. But he was mechayev. He says once he put up the sign, that's it, everybody saw it. So what was he supposed to do? He's supposed to take down the sign now and tell you. Somebody else put it up. What was he going to do? To have mechayev, to have mechayev. But even more so, what's important is to learn something which is Gishmak for you. Learn something which is Gishmak. Somebody just told me this morning, I was walking with him, he says he's learning the beginning of Nida, Chazokis, Rev. He had such a smile on his face. He says it's 5 years since I was learning these sugyas. He's young, he's in his mid-20s. And he's like, I've been learning Yeshivas Masechta to get into Rev and Chazaka of Yerodea, Evin Ezer, and he says he's doing Gittin, he's got to learn Gittin, but Chesh Mishpat in Yonim, in Second Seder. He says, it's amazing. It's mamash amazing. He found something that he wants to learn. Everybody has something that they want to learn. It doesn't, whatever it is. For one person, it's Yeshivas Masechta. One person, it's Lehedi, not Yeshivas Masechta. One person, it's a person has to find something which is Gishmak for him, make him a Chayiv. There's a lot of things that people want to learn, Be'etzem, they want to. A person makes him a Chayiv, a person has a Gishmak and what it is, then he'll be able to accomplish so much more than he's actually accomplishing. And we know how much time does a person spend on segulos, how much money does a person spend on segulos. A person is willing to give, right? They have every week 360 shekel and your children will be like this. And you pay, give 480 and you'll have a shidduch like that. And you give and how much time do people go to spend to get brachos? Lamaisa, we know, ain segula katoa. There's no segula like the Torah. It should be zeicha to be have a emes kabbalah satoro and to be zeicha to the tremendous segulos that the Torah has to offer.